there's a real mix of stories right across the four broadsheets, certainly here in Ireland this morning. We're going to start, though, with the Irish Times today, because Brexit will continue to dominate again today and tomorrow. The headline this morning, "We don't want to trap the UK," says Varadkar. The paper is reporting that the EU is willing to give fresh written assurances about the nature of the Northern Ireland backstop ahead of next week's key vote at Westminster on the Brexit deal. And speaking in Mali during a visit to the Defence Forces personnel yesterday, Leo Varadkar said that the EU leaders had already given British Prime Minister Theresa May assurances that they did not wish to trap Britain in the backstop indefinitely. He's quoted as saying that the Council concessions are at also our last meeting in December provided written assurances, but certainly what's happening at the moment is there is close contact between the EU and UK institutions on whether a further set of guarantees, explanations and assurances could make a difference. He also went on to say yesterday, speaking to reporters, that we don't want to trap the UK into anything. We want to get onto the talks about the future relationship right away. I think it's those kind of assurances that we're happy to give. That's according to Leo Varadkar. And of course, this all comes as MPs will resume their debate on the Brexit deal tomorrow. Theresa May said just yesterday, actually, that she would set out in the coming days what assurances her government could give domestically on the backstop as well as those from the EU. So more to come on that story over the course of the next 2 days. Also, though, on the front of the Irish Times and in the Irish Independent this morning, that story you heard at the top of the news bulletin, Gardaí investigating after body of woman found in a ditch. The paper's reporting today that Gardaí investigating the discovery of a body in a ditch in County Wexford are hoping that a post-mortem examination will clarify whether or not the body, believed to be that of a woman, died as a result of natural causes or foul play. Officers have yet to formally identify the skeletal remains found in North Wexford, but believe that they may be those of an Italian woman in her 50s who was leading a nomadic existence travelling across Ireland. And that's a piece, according to Barry Roach, in the front of the Irish Times this morning. We're going to stay, though, with the Irish Independent, or go to the Irish Independent next. Their headline today, credit unions to give out more risky loans. Charlie Weston reporting that credit unions will be able to compete with high charging money lenders under proposed new rules. A planned change in the law will allow them to double the interest they're charging in loans, and charging higher rates will enable credit unions to lend more money because they can take on businesses that was previously too risky at the low interest rates. That story will actually be discussed in more detail coming up on Breakfast Business at 6:30 this morning with Vincent Wall, so do stay tuned for that. We're going to go to the Irish Examiner, though. Their headline today, system to plug 80 million litres of leaks. Caroline O'Doherty reporting. The property owners with illegal water connections, which are responsible for the loss of almost 80 million litres a day, could soon be outed as Irish Water is going to deploy a new high-tech leaks detection system. Now, the system is designed to try and track unusual patterns of water usage, and while there's about 90% of the 800 million litres of water lost daily believed to be caused by leaking pipes, the other 10%, though, is thought to flow through unauthorised connections. And connecting without permission is a criminal offence punishable by a fine of up to €5,000 and or 3 months in prison. Irish Water, though, now urging anyone who's concerned about their own connections to contact the utility and to have their status checked. And under this new system of connection charges coming into effect shortly, anyone wanting to try and regulate their supply will have to pay for a new connection fee, as well as the cost of any associated works as well, or excavation works. And more on that story in the front of the Irish Examiner today. We're going to go to also actually just another story in the front of the Irish Examiner, and it's the front piece on the Times Ireland edition this morning as well. The headlines, Minister hits out at abortion details leak, and the front of the Times Ireland, patient data leak alerts abortion protesters. This piece that the HSE is going to investigate whether a patient's confidentiality was breached after what's described as a despicable social media post was followed by an anti-abortion protest outside of a hospital. Seven demonstrators were outside the hospital in Drogheda yesterday holding placards, and Simon Harris, the health minister, said that he discussed the matter with the HSE interim director general, who shared his view that abortion was lawful and that the patients deserved respect and were entitled to confidentiality. Simon Harris also said, he's quoted in the front of the paper comments he made yesterday, saying that he finds it pretty darn despicable, actually, that somebody would take to social media that anybody would take to social media and endeavour to create a public conversation about an individual's patient care. And he also went on to say that he has no doubt the HSE will act accordingly in that regard. And also, as I said there, the HSE to investigate that. More on the front of the Times Ireland edition and indeed on the front of the Irish Examiner this morning. To the tabloids next though, to the Sun. Their headline today, Riddle of Woman Dumped in Ditch. This, of course, relating to that story in County Wexford that we spoke about just a few moments ago. In the Herald today, their headline, Christmas Party Assault Horror, Taxi Rape Suspect Flees. And the front of the Star today, it's Flash Cordon, relating to a case in County Limerick. In the front of the Daily Mirror today, their headline, Spacey's in the Dock, the US actor denies indecent assault on teenager. And also the Irish Daily Mail this morning, the Peter Casey Show, that's their headline. Controversial presidential candidate Peter Casey set to take part in a fly-in-the-wall TV series that will follow him as he campaigns for a European Parliament seat, all on the front of the Daily Mail today. Also, just a few other stories to flag with you as well. This morning, actually, in the Irish Times, also on the front page of the paper, the headline, Theatre Community Expresses Deep Concern About Abbey. More than 300 actors, directors, designers, agents and playwrights have written to the Minister for Culture to express what's described as deep concern and dissatisfaction with the direction that the Abbey, the National Theatre, has taken. And more on that story in the front of the Times today. And also one other story I want to flag, actually, particularly with people who are commuters. It's on page two. There's two stories in the Irish Times this morning. Bus Connects tickets likely to cost about €2.50. The new public transport ticket that will allow commuters to take any number of bus, Lewis and Dart journeys in a 90-minute period is likely to be priced at around €2.50. And also, separately, another story relating to transport in the Times today. The NTA has said that it may consider a community transport service to supplement the controversial Bus Connects plan. Local Link provides a combination of scheduled bus routes as well as door-to-door services in towns and villages, and that's all and rural areas under the direction of the National Transport Authority. So interesting to see what happens from both of those. We'll just take one final story we want to get your views on it this morning. Smartphone consultations to replace appointments under the NHS First Digital Plan. A piece in the Daily Telegraph. Smartphone consultations will replace most people going to hospital and GP appointments under these new plans by the NHS in the UK. It's their new digital first operation. We want to know what you think. Is that something, would you be happy to go for a digital consultation via Skype, or would you prefer the actual appointment with your doctor? Those are the stories making the headlines this Tuesday morning. Still to come, a new report out today shows further pressures expected in the rental property sector, particularly in Dublin, due to tight supply. We'll be talking to those behind the research.